Former Republican Assembly Majority Leader Stephen Foti reached a plea deal with prosecutors that reduced the felony charge against him to a misdemeanor. The agreement recommended a 30-day jail sentence, down from what could have been 5 years in prison. In exchange, he had to testify at Jensen's criminal trial against a former colleague he said he still considered a friend. During the trial, Jensen's attorney Stephen Meyer painted the deal as a betrayal. He even compared Foti to one of the apostles that turned against Jesus Christ.
It was pathetic. He had traded his integrity for 30 pieces of silver. It was pathetic.
But Foti was hardly alone in reaching a deal with prosecutors. What separated him from other witnesses is that he was elected, and his position as a leader gave him direct power over employees campaigning on state time. Foti was forced to answer questions about Sherry Schultz, who was hired to work in his Capitol office. Dane County District Attorney Brian Blanchard asked Foti whether Schultz did any legitimate state work.
Ms. Schultz did no constituent work.
No.
Didn't draft any bills. No. You have to answer.
No.
Did you do any research related to issues that you're aware of?
Prosecutors say Foti owes the state of Wisconsin about $300,000 to cover Schultz's salary over parts of 4 years. It will be up to Judge Steven Ebert to order any restitution. Ebert can also choose to ignore the recommendations of prosecutors and lessen Foti's sentence to something like community service. He could also toughen it up to include more jail time. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.